For another year, the memorials and remembrances have ended of that September 11th attack of 18 years ago. Whether it was the service in New York, or at the Pentagon, or at a farm field in Pennsylvania. For some, it was like yesterday. For others, they weren't even born yet. Part of those events usually involves the reading of names, which helps keep that memory alive for us. But after a couple of generations, that will probably pass by the wayside, and it will be a forgotten date on most calendars. When we honor the fallen, the rest of us somehow have to go on living. And God teaches us how. This weekend's scriptures are the very same ones that were proclaimed in all Catholic churches on the Sunday right after the September 11th attacks 18 years ago. And each of our readings today speaks about the great mercy of God. Our first reading from the Old Testament book of Exodus takes a different turn on that theme, though. Because in that reading, Moses has to remind God of his mercy. After the Hebrew people fashioned a golden calf on their Exodus journey and decided to worship that as their God. And God only relents because his servant Moses stands up for the very people who had turned away from the Lord. Even God, who was tempted to wipe out his chosen people, had to be reminded of his mercy. The book of Exodus doesn't tell us how God felt when Moses withstood him in the breach, as the reading says. All we hear is the result. The Lord relented in the punishment he had threatened to inflict on his people. Now, if God, who is all-loving, was once prodded to have to recall his own mercy, how much more do we need to be reminded to live mercifully? Unfortunately, we don't have a Moses by our side to challenge us to forgive when we need it most. But we do have the example of Jesus. The challenge for us Christians is to see things in a new way through the very lens of Jesus, who said as he hung upon the cross, "Father, forgive them." Not, "Father, condemn them," or, "Father, let me get even with them." Simply, "Father, forgive them." On the day following those September 11th attacks, Pope John Paul II offered public prayers at the conclusion of his general audience. He first prayed that all Christians, many of whom are tempted to hatred and doubt, might be witnesses to the presence of God in history and the very victory of Christ over death. And then he prayed for the leaders of nations, that they would not be consumed by hatred and the spirit of retaliation, but rather bring forth the works of peace. We don't always like to hear that we are called to forgive. Our deepest instincts probably call us to seek revenge. So we need to be reminded again and again. And then the challenge is for us to act on it. One way that we might do that is to take some time each night before we fall asleep and think of those who may have harmed us in some way during that previous day. And as we recite their names silently in our mind, offer a prayer for them. In effect, ask to soften our hearts. But at the same time, we need to remember that oftentimes we have harmed others ourselves. And as we recall their names, the challenge is to seek to make amends in the days ahead. God can never be understood by those who practice violence or refuse to forgive, because our God is a God of mercy.